Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, July 26, 2019. We're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, we're halfway through 2019, if you can believe it. I think I'm still stuck in 2016. Well, here we go. So a quick shout out today to Lucas, who's 15 years old and a regular listener to the podcast. Lucas's dad is a friend of mine, and I can say that everything that I've heard about Lucas tells me that he's an awesome young man with a very bright future. Keep up the great work, Lucas, and thanks for listening. So let's get into today's podcast. I'm going to call today's podcast The Bumpy Road Called Life, because life at times does seem to be a bumpy road, doesn't it? You know, how you react to those bumps in the road is all on you. What made me think of today's topic? Well, there seems to be quite a lot swirling around everywhere with everyone lately. And it seems like everywhere that I turn, people are going through something. Now, let me say, for some people, what would be considered something minor is a big deal. And for others, something that's major, they look at it, is not so big a deal. I've seen people who fold under pressure of something small, and then people who are under immense pressure who manage to hold their head up and keep on moving. You know, in my own life, things have been a bit crazy. Our house flooded from a broken pipe, and now we have an empty shell on the first floor of our home, which used to be the first floor. Nothing left there but the subfloor. It's going to be put back together. We survived. Everything will be back to normal one day, months away perhaps, but major crisis, not really. You know, I know a family from my hometown who had their house burned to the ground, literally, and they were left with nothing but the clothes they were wearing as they ran from the house. Major tragedy, yes. Thankfully, they all survived, and they have what's important to them, their family. You can rebuild a house. You know, the other day I thought I was having a heart attack. It was really scary. Had my wife take me to the ER, and my heart rate by the time that I got to the ER was pumping at 175 beats a minute. It's pretty high for those of you who know about heart rates. Now, I was panicking and probably having a little panic attack. It was no fun. Overnight stay at the cardiac critical care unit and a literal shock to the heart, and I was back on my feet the next day. Did my life flash before me in an instant? Yes. I'm okay, though. Things like this happen. You know, there are a lot of people out there who go to the ER and don't come home. I know a lot of people who are friends of mine who are experiencing a personal crisis in their lives right now. Some whose family members have been diagnosed with a serious medical condition. Others who themselves have been diagnosed with a serious health condition. Take a look around you. There are crisis events taking place all around us. There are people hurting and people suffering. You may be listening today, and you may be one of those people who are hurting. You know, there are other types of crisis that are hitting people right now. Financial crisis, marital crisis, family crisis, parents dealing with kids who are in trouble, addicted to drugs, people suffering from alcoholism, people suffering from an abusive relationship, people who need jobs, people who are in an emotional crisis, suffering from depression, military families who are missing a mom and dad, and some who have lost a mom and dad. I know what that's like. There is pain in life, and there are big potholes that we at times hit. You know, some of you think that you miss a pothole and your car took a hard left and you drove right off the cliff and you're in a free fall, just waiting on the falling to stop where you hit rock bottom, as they say. You know, there are a lot of people in a slump. And they may think that there's no way out. There may be teenagers listening who think that their lives are in shambles. Perhaps their parents are divorced. Perhaps they feel all alone, like no one understands them, like they have no friends, like they have nothing to live for. It's okay. It's okay. Lift your heads up and take a deep breath. It's gonna be okay. There's always hope for a better tomorrow. And if you believe that God brought you here where you are today to let you go, you're wrong. God has a purpose for you, and there's a purpose for your life. It may not seem that way to you right now, but if you seek Him, you'll find Him. What's the difference between the survivors and those who give up? It's attitude, a willingness to fight, to press on through the potholes in life, not to let the darkness take over, not to let whatever circumstance you're in define you. Everyone listening has a purpose, and as long as you have hope for a better tomorrow and the strength to move forward, then you will be victorious. Life does seem like a battle sometimes, right? Are you in it to win it? Are you going to throw in the towel? Get in the fight. Fight for your health. Fight for your health emotionally and physical. Fight for those who love you and depend on you. Fight for the strength to move forward. Fight to develop an attitude of a survivor. Regardless of your circumstances, prayer is a powerful tool. Use it. Connect spiritually. Pick up a good book, or rather, pick up the good book. There's something written in it just for you. And when you need it the most, you'll find it. Start with John 3:16. What are you doing with your life? Do you have a purpose? I can tell you what's not your purpose. What's not your purpose is to rely on that smartphone to help you out of a slump, or to rely on TV or a movie subscription to rescue you, or to expect that alcohol is going to help you, or expect that drugs will help you. They won't. They'll help you on your path of destruction. Have a problem with alcohol, walk away. I've had a couple of friends who struggle with alcohol, and it can be devastating, and it will wreck you. Walk away from it. You know, drugs will eat you from the inside out. Walk away from drugs. 130 people a day in the U.S. die from opioid abuse alone. If you need help, get it. If you're a teenager, stay away from drugs, please. You know, your attitude will often dictate where you end up. Hanging out at the top of the mountain or deep in the valley. Let me give you a few suggestions today. Number one, have an attitude of survival. Have a positive attitude in whatever station in life that you find yourself. At times that's going to be hard. Try smiling, even through the toughest times. It will have a positive effect on you, and it will actually make you feel better. When you're feeling down and out, concentrate on someone else. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and go help someone else out. Stop complaining and start being thankful. I know a friend who likes to say when I ask him how he's doing, "I'm happy to be alive today." He might say, "I'm happy to be above ground." Wow, what a good attitude and a true statement. Look for the positives in your life. Be a positive person. Take a look around and appreciate God's amazing creation. Get outside, get some fresh air. Have an attitude of gratitude every day. Make someone's day brighter. Call your friends. Go see shut-ins. Go visit the elderly. Concentrate on helping others to have a brighter day. Random acts of kindness are awesome. Help others. Lift them up. Stop watching news and get off of electronic media. Life will slow down and you'll actually be much happier. Don't compare yourself to others either. Concentrate on your health. Physically, mentally, and spiritually. Take time for friends and family and make some new friends. Get into a good church. Align your priorities in your life and do something every day to improve yourself. Listen to positive messages, positive music, positive people. Read some good books. Remove the negative attitudes and the actions that drag you down and replace them with positives. You know, you can make this world a better place. You can actually have a part in that. For yourself and for others, but it starts with a man or woman in your mirror. It begins with you. Was this a positive feel-good message today? Perhaps. I prefer to call it an attitude adjustment, and we all need those at times. You know, I wish you the very best today for the weekend and the week ahead, and I do hope that you take the time in your life to look around you, be appreciative of what you have. Have an attitude of gratitude to help others out. Be positive. Until next week.